Gentlemen, welcome to Pixel Bros Podcast, episode 12, brought to you by Google Plus Hangouts and Chex Mix, best mix in the world, 60% less fat than potato chips TM. And I am joined by my co-casters, the voluptuous, the sexy Ryan.
Whoa, hey, thanks.
Yeah, there you go. And the ground pounding and feedback bringing Natalie.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, so hopefully it's just a slight mic issue that you guys might hear, but we'll get that hashed out one day. Natalie has a fun little issue. Why don't you tell us about it, Natalie? Because it'll sound awesome.
Yep.
Okay, so I have an abscess on my right bottom wisdom tooth. it's swollen so bad that this is the lisp I have until it goes away.
Yes. Oh man. This is good. Alright, so yes, Natalie has a dental problem just this week. Hopefully she gets better. But I'm just glad she's here that we can actually get her to say stuff on the podcast and hear her.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we're going to do a new format this week. Apparently she has a little asshole in her hand. So that's a benefit of Google Hangout. I get to watch these two do things to themselves. We're trying a new format this week. We're going to cover a lot of news, but I honestly can't say there's a bunch of topics we can actually cover. Well, I mean, we'll cover Borderlands 2 DLC, Capcom regarding Mega Man, The War Z, YouTube's Capture App, THQ, and just a plethora of other news. We're going to have some topics that we can talk about instead of just something we're ranting. Start us off, Ryan, with our news, our flash news.
Flash news. War Z was on and off Steam for a little bit. It came onto Steam, and then they got under some flack a lot about because it was really crappy and unfinished. And I watched a video on it, and it looked very crappy and unfinished. It was really, really bad. So after only like 24 hours, Steam took it off, and Valve said that it was a mistake that it went on there to begin with. And
no way.
Yeah, and so, yeah, not only did they say it was, like, unfinished, it's just because it was almost like a straight ripoff from
DayZ,
yeah. And the stupid thing about this game, War Z, is it also had microtransactions. So you can, you can buy a handgun for, like, real money. And then even if you lose it, you lose it for good. It's like, oh,
well,
my God.
I think that's just hardcore mode, isn't it? I mean, you'll still...
It's normal, man. I think it's normal.
Because that's stupid.
Exactly. That's why everybody was like, this game's stupid, and they took it off.
No, because... So, go ahead, Natalie.
So what's going to happen to the people that made War Z?
Well, probably all going to get fired. No, I'm just kidding.
They're all going to be castrated at first.
They're probably all going to, you know, have to freaking finish the game first. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And
It's taken down because it's just like the other one, right?
Because what?
Sorry. Because it's just like DayZ, right?
Well, I think it's more so because it's just unfinished and it's like so glitchy and it's
so why
it's
would
not
they,
it's not even a game. Like people are okay. Like I watched this video and the guy was saying you can play DayZ for free and they tell you this is an alpha like stage game, so don't expect a lot right now. But these guys, the War Z, are like, yeah, this is a complete game, you know, pay for it. And it's worse than a free game that you can get. That's the thing. So
why did they put it on the market when it's not even
because like it got greenlit basically for like it didn't get greenlit because the same people that made the War Z also made War Inc. So like Steam was like, or Valve was like, all right, these guys have made War Inc. They're trusted on Steam, basically.
Well, that
so
and
they just threw out the game, basically. So
they actually put out that they would have it by the end of the year. That was their deadline. They said that, and then I watched some of the pre-release footage, and it was close to the deadline, and it was still the same way it is now.
Mm-hmm.
And the news is, well, as far as I've heard, is they've refused to call it alpha and or a beta. The fact that they released an alpha or a beta, they call it a foundation edition. So call it something else, and you apparently can sell it to people for as the trash it is. But
yeah, also a lot of the descriptions found in Steam didn't hold true to the actual game because they were like, you know, each server supports 100 people, but when you go to play the game, the server cap is only 50. Well, and they're like, spin skill points to like level up your guy, and that's not even in the game yet, even though it's in the description on Steam.
This sounds like a similar game. What other game did something like this, where they told you one thing, and then when you actually got the game, it was another thing?
Oh, that's some MMOs that come out. Like they come, they're like.
No, it was a console game.
That is, you're explaining the commercial for World of Warcraft.
All right, Ryan, you're being kicked out. Leave now.
Oh,
how dare
man.
You? No, I'm sure. I think there is some games like that because nowadays that we have always connected consoles, and so no matter what there's day one patches and stuff. So they can release a game on the market, and as soon as you get home, you're gonna have to spend 10-20 minutes downloading the patch because they sold you an unfinished game. Essentially, that's almost every game.
Yeah,
but I think Natalie has a more specific example in her mind. It's just for now she's wiping the tears from her eyes because you made a joke about World of Warcraft. No one should ever do that.
Oh man, the most exciting game ever. Shows this panda flipping around. It's like that.
It's cool. It's so cool. All right, if you roll a monk panda, you could do like fist strikes. And then,
stop right there.
And then, like, you could say, like, shut up, girlfriend, I'm playing World of Warcraft.
Okay, that's not how that happens. All right, moving on. Capcom celebrates Mega Man's 25th birthday with new release. Have you guys played this? I haven't played it yet. It's the Street Fighter X Mega Man, like, fighting game, 8-bit fighting game.
I heard it's pretty good because one of the Capcom guys that's on my Facebook, that's all just talking about right now. He's talking about how great it is.
It looks cool. Like, they have a picture of, like, Mega Man fighting Blanka. So, and it's all 8-bit style, so that's always awesome. Just like how they, I think Mega Man, or Capcom last year, was that when they started the whole, like, re-releasing new Mega Mans, but putting in 8-bit style? Or was that a couple years ago?
I think it was a couple years ago.
Yeah, that's cool how they do that. I always thought it'd be funny for a developer to like re-release like a Super Nintendo game,
no,
like for real, and, like a Super Nintendo, like a Super Nintendo box and everything. Like, there's all these GameStop's like, God damn it, now we have to get our SNES section back up.
I don't think there's something against that. So there's no way to stop someone if they did.
It'd be so awesome.
It would be a very small market, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it would be, but it'd be hilarious.
That'd be cool.
Be awesome.
I think we should make a game and then say we literally released it on everything. And so if you have a Neo Geo, it's on a Neo. It's on two different cartridges. Sorry, it's an 18 megabyte game, but that can't.
This is for the Sega 64X or whatever that was, 9X. Oh man.
No one has. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, the console that absolutely nobody has anymore. Oh man. So the original Mega Man is also being re-released on the 3DS shop on December 27th, and Mega Man 2 is gonna be released on February 7th. So.
That's awesome.
Yes. Stupid.
But I heard the soundtrack to the Street Fighter X Mega Man game is pretty good.
Probably. Dude, 8-bit songs are always the best.
Yeah.
No, I was playing Super Nintendo this weekend, and dude, Super Nintendo knew how to make some awesome songs. Oh, man, they were very creative.
They were ahead of their time. They were getting ready for the dubstep revolution.
That's almost what it is. Jeez. All right, next on the old list, we got the Sir Hammerlock DLC for Borderlands 2 was outed a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's going to be, what is it? Going to be some sort of, dang it, where was it? I can't remember.
It's like, it's just going to be hunting
yeah, okay,
monsters on Pandora.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
big game hunter for Borderlands.
Big
which
games,
is,
baby.
Which is pretty awesome. I'm trying to catch up with my Borderlands still.
I see that
Borderlands
too.
Borderlands is pumping out DLC pretty fast.
Yeah, pretty much. That's one of those games where it's really worth it to do the whole season pass because you know it's gonna be supported. So
it's good stuff.
And it's not just a couple of maps.
Yeah.
They usually have the DLC like once a month, right?
No, it's a little longer than that.
Really?
I don't know. They've
you know what? Maybe it has been because
the current DLC came out in August.
No, I thought.
Or I think Borderlands 2 came out, something like that.
But, yeah, first Borderlands came out.
Yeah, but no, the Pirate DLC came out, and then not really. Maybe even November is when we got Mr. Torg's whatever crap.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
But they're also
once a month.
They're also adding there's going to be an update that you're going to have 30 more customization options, which I think pretty much means the level cap's going to be raised too. So
cuz
if it's anything like the original Borderlands, you're going to level cap and pretty much have every skill, so
yeah. Right.
They're slowly going to do that, I'm sure. So
slowly.
Slowly, and that's pretty awesome. And Andy, I'm gonna chuck this next one to you because you love to do your YouTube all the time.
I boob tube it.
Your boob tube.
I put this news story up. Actually, I put all these other ones up too. And the YouTube Capture app basically lets you capture straight to YouTube, and it'll upload right when it's done. And I think there's like a little mini editing features. You can add some stock songs that they're allowed to use, and a few cutting features. I'm just not exactly sold on this idea anyways, because it was like when Facebook released their camera. Facebook had a camera app, and I think it might still be on the market.
I don't remember that.
You know, I saw it. I used it one time, and that was it. And I immediately deleted it, because it's literally just a camera app that uploads to your Facebook, which all iPhones can do now. So I don't know, iPhone a master race. Yeah, that'll be fun. More stupid Gangnam Style videos.
Yep, exact. Just or what we need.
Call me maybe. Crap.
I'm so sick of that song. Oh my god.
Pretty much what you can do is like, if you see, I don't know, you see two birds flying and they land. Whatever.
And they're having sex. Yes, and then you upload it onto YouTube and like porn bird.
Yep.
No, so you can record them flying down or whatever. While that's recording, you can upload it to YouTube.
It right when you're done recording, it'll upload straight to YouTube.
Oh, okay. It's not synonymous with actually is going on.
No, it's not uploading real time. It's just whenever you're done. So I mean, yeah, it could go for a lot of good animal porn. Actually, that's a good idea.
It's like the only thing that people will.
Angie,
thank
everybody,
you, Andy.
Everybody, go check out Angie's channel.
Oh,
I'm gonna put
God.
It up. It's gonna be called the Beastmaster - and then Baiter, like Baiter.
Oh my God!
Whoa,
this guy is so clever.
The new YouTube channel is born, and then I'm gonna put Gangnam Style in the background.
And Chris Hansen will shortly come to your house later.
Why are you here?
Why are you here? Oh, man. All right, go ahead and talk to us about the next one.
The
Since
next
you're
one
a
is
Siri
also...
lover.
Yes, I love you, Siri. Siri is my girl. So basically, iOS has done away with Google's map since iOS 6, and now Google has finally re-released their maps onto iOS. And it is pretty awesome. I love it. And so when you ask Siri to get you directions, she'll send you somewhere using Apple's Maps. And as everyone knows, you will probably jump off a cliff with that. And so, and of course, Google had reliable maps. So now you can get Siri to say, you can ask Siri for directions to from X to X, and then say via transit. And at the end of that, she'll find the directions, and then you just have to click the it'll have the Google Maps. It'll open up all your transit apps, and then you can pick which one, but you just pick Google Maps and it'll open that one up. So yeah, there's not completely hands-free, but you can definitely use Google Maps, which the new ramped up one is very nice, and it's the interface for the new Google Maps is more akin to the awesome interface of all Google apps.
So Siri can narrate the entire map directions for you for Google Maps?
No, actually she won't. She'll open it
Damn.
up and get you the directions, and then Google Maps, that girl for Google Maps, I don't know, it sounds nothing like Siri, but she sounds less annoying, and
Siri's
she'll
useless.
yeah,
The
so
woman's
Siri,
useless.
yeah, well, Siri's not useless. She gives me some pick-me-ups when I ask her
Oh
what she's
my
wearing,
God.
or if she could
Jesus.
give me a slow strip shot. Oh man, come on. All right, go on, go on.
Yeah, well, this is some sad news because the Humble THQ bundle obviously did not work because THQ filed for bankruptcy. Aww. But on a lighter side, they said this won't affect their titles currently coming out, like Metro Last Light, thank God, South Park, The Stick of Truth, and Homefront 2, which I didn't even know they were making
Yeah,
Homefront 2.
oh man, I didn't even
Yeah.
want to look at that game.
Yeah,
All
I
right.
know. First one.
Oh, get out.
Don't know. But yeah, so they filed for bankruptcy, but I guess they're just saying they're gonna continue doing what they're doing, so I guess there's really nothing that much to worry about. So hopefully maybe these new games coming out will take them out of the hole again. I don't know. And I
No.
think also what's not mentioned on the list for some reason, Company Heroes 2, so that'll
Oh
still be
yeah.
there. Yeah.
Nobody cares about that.
Guys, buy Company Heroes 2 10 times.
At least.
At least, because then you
Buy
can
it
play
for a Super
multiplayer.
NES.
Yeah, Super NES, yeah. It's out on Game Boy Color, too.
What
It's
if I
called
want it for
Company
my
Heroes DX.
What if I want it for my Sega Dreamcast?
Perhaps. I think that's
Nobody
next
has
gen.
that.
Sega Game Gear with six batteries.
Yes! Oh my gosh, I hated that.
It lasted for like 2 hours.
Yes! Oh, especially when
Oh
you're on a
man.
road trip and then you're like
Exactly.
so into it and all of a sudden the game dies.
Yep. Sad story. All right. Now here's some even quicker news. So nobody talk after I say this, 'cause time for a speed run, y'all. A lot of happening in the spring of 2013. Game of Thrones beer is gonna come out in March. Num 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 num. Star
What?
Wars Old Republic expansion is coming out in spring 2013 for those who are not playing. The iOS on Borderlands or Borderlands on the iOS, Borderlands Legends only 99 cents. In March 23rd, 2013, PC Master Race is getting Resident Evil 6. Dogs get spacesuits. Half Brick Studio games on iOS are free.
I like how you just glazed over dogs in
Hey, guys,
space.
you need to stay with me, man. All
Yeah.
right, I'm just
Bear with me
rambling these
now.
out. Dogs get spacesuits. All right, Half Brick Studios, like I said, free games. I got Fruit Ninja for free, pretty nice. Jackie Chan is confirmed for Expendables 3, but only if it's a non-minor role.
So he has
New
to be
Man
the
of
main villain.
Yeah, exactly. Man of Steel trailer and new Star Trek trailer came out last week, and they're both pretty awesome. I'm excited.
Whoa.
Yeah, very awesome. You can now download the Bastion narrator to announce for your Dota 2 games.
What?
Yes,
Oh shit. Okay,
exactly.
go on.
It's yes. There's a new Humble indie bundle out. Includes Dragon Defenders, Legend of Grimrock. It's worth it just for that game. Snapshot, Binding of Isaac, Closure, Shank 2, and also indie game The Movie.
Which is
So
already
you get
on
a, yeah, so you get a movie
Netflix.
too. And also apparently 7,000 Wii U consoles were stolen
Out of Seattle.
No.
out of Seattle,
From
Hermitage.
in Portland, Oregon.
No.
Portland, Oregon. We wouldn't do such a thing.
Everyone there has respect.
If anybody, it was me, and I was going to throw him in the river. No, I'm just kidding. Keep this trash out of here.
Robin? That's so terrible.
Oh, man. But, yeah, that's all I got. Yeah, so.
Okay, just one thing.
Andy, you going to go play Dota 2 now?
No.
You like that one, right? Nothing. Yeah, because Dota is a workshop game now, so somebody released a announcer pack, and that Bastion guy is one of them.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it was a workshop thing. All right, yeah. So the best thing about the Bastion narrator is when you're playing the game and then you're just doing arbitrary shit, like you're just walking around whacking all these shrubs because there might be something in there, he will say, like, the kid thinks he's going to find something in there, but ain't nobody found nothing in there since, yes. You know, whatever. And you're just, like, smashing pots for no reason. And he just starts talking about that.
I wonder if, like, in Dota, he's going to be like, this guy going to get ganked.
Yeah, exactly. He's probably going to say that.
That'd be funny.
Yes.
So yeah, I want to know more about the games of strong beer. What kind of beer is it going to be?
I think for now they just said there's going to be a blonde ale, which is kind of weird. You think you think Game of Thrones would be all like stouts? And,
yeah.
But apparently not. They're like,
okay,
the first
we're gonna
one
start
in March
on our
is
new section. It's going to be.
Why is it some bee beer?
Yeah, well, I think it's because it's springtime. So, you know, spring blonde ale. I don't know. Whatever.
So what? That's like giving a guy a super, super girly drink.
That's right.
Good job. Good job on that. You pleased the audience there, Natalie.
Yeah, you did. But yeah, it's true. So yeah. Take it away, Andy.
All right. Now time on check. To our time check, 21 minutes. Onto nice. Our main segments that we were definitely looking forward to covering. It is the, discussion topics. And our first one is a must-have game on everyone's top 10 list from 2012. So we can start with Natalie with her awesome voice today. What is one game that everyone has to have? Apparently for Ryan, it's, what is that? Dishonored? Okay. Ryan's holding up this giant X in the air. I don't know what that means. Natalie, what one game has to be on everyone's top 10 list of 2012?
I feel kind of torn because there's two, but if I had to pick between the two, I mean, you guys already know which one it's going to be.
Persona 4 gonna... Golden.
Dance no, Fever.
Granted, Persona 4 Arena is a really fun game. My pick would have to be Assassin's Creed 3.
Assassin's Creed 3.
Say that again? No, I'm just kidding.
Out of all the Assassin's Creed games, I think Connor is one of the few characters, actually one of the only ones out of the three main assassins, Ezio and Altair, that you really bond with. So you really get to know him. So you develop this bond with him. And one of my favorite things out of the game is the naval missions. I think those are so cool.
Those are fun. So,
yeah, and then I also like, even though it's done in Red Dead, I really like the hunting. Like the missions, like the Hunting Society missions. Those are really cool.
Because they're funny. There's one. Go ahead.
They're pretty funny. I like the Bobcat one frustrated me a lot. And then I also like the Frontier missions, the Frontiersmen, because you get to look for Sasquatch.
Yes, that's the one. No, that's what I was talking about. Yeah, the Frontiersmen mission.
Yeah,
the Bobcat one frustrated me until about the third time I figured out his track was gonna come through right where you started, and so I just waited for him.
Big circle. Yeah, that's what I did too. And instead of using my hidden blade, I was like, "F this! I'm gonna use the chain spice." I forgot what it's called right now. Xiao Jun's weapon. I'm gonna use that and I pierce that sucker while he's in the air.
Yeah, piercing Bobcats in the air.
Nice.
Since 18, whatever.
Yep.
1776.
18th century. All right. Sounds good. Assassin's Creed 3 for Natalie should be on everyone's top 10 list. All right, Ryan.
XCOM. Yo. Oh, man. Dude, XCOM. So good. Support it. Buy it. Buy it
bottom,
three times.
bottom
Buy
10
it four
list.
times. Top 10, baby. Top one, actually. So.
Number 100 of the 100 worst games of. Nah.
XCOM. It's good for you strategy buffs like myself. So if you're not a strategy buff, play XCOM. You will become a strategy buff.
Ooh. So, okay, sell us. Why is XCOM so much better than other strategy games?
Well, please, I have at least one good reason. Well, it's more like a it's more I don't even know how to explain it.
Jeez, all
It's a
right. Well,
strategy
it's
game,
stupid.
man, and you
More
send your
what?
troops in and then they go and they shoot all the aliens
Okay.
and like if they actually die, they are gone for good and you
You're
lose all their
permadead.
abilities, so you really have to think. It's not, you know, your little Zerg Rush games where
Whoa, whoa. Are you? Wait, wait,
little
wait.
Timmy Marine doesn't mean anything
Are
to
you
you.
implying
All
that you do not have to think in StarCraft 2? Is that.
right, you do.
All right.
All right, but I'm just saying it's a different kind of strategy. And also outside of the battles, there's a whole strategy on what you research and what you buy and what you build up for your team, how
Yeah.
you lay out your secret little XCOM base, because each little building that you build
Oh
underground is.
yeah.
Yeah, it is gives you certain buffs
What's
and
it's like a facility, not right? It's not a building. Yeah, okay.
yeah, and you have to make satellites and you put satellites around the world and they scan for UFOs and stuff and right now I just lost the UK because I didn't help them enough, so it sucks. So UK,
Nobody
you know what,
cares.
UK, you can burn, all right? So
Just
yeah.
because you fight them as red coats and assassins.
Yep, that's right. So yeah, and the more you help, obviously, the more money you get to support your XCOM peeps. So, and you know what?
The
I won't be getting my pounds from UK anymore. So,
XCOM project. You can keep your weird metric system.
exactly.
All
So, yeah.
right.
So it's cool. It's double the strategy, I guess, if you want to say, and it requires a lot of thinking.
Yeah.
And you know what? The best part is a lot of strategy games will grade you on like. How you do in the game, like each mission they'll give you like an S rating or an A rating, and they always give you a higher rating for speed. And in XCOM, they don't care about speed, man. You could take your freaking sweet
Oh.
ass time and still get an A, which is good because all XCOM cares about is killing all the aliens and keeping all your troops alive. So
That's
that is the
true.
best part. Yeah,
That's true.
that's all that matters. You can take 20 days in a mission as long as all your
Oh,
guys survive.
I hope
So
you're
yeah.
equipped to take 20 days on a mission.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So yeah, it's very good.
All
And
right.
yeah.
Sweet. Still haven't sold it on to me. All right, that's
You
good.
know
That's
what?
kidding.
I don't care about you, Andy. Play your StarCraft.
Oh, so good. All right, well,
Oh
see ya.
man.
I'm gonna go play StarCraft.
Or Mr. Pandaria.
Miss a
Hey,
mop,
that
dude.
is no, he's gonna go play Blobs too.
Yeah.
All right, well, you guys are just, oh man, tickling my fancy.
Yeah.
All right, well, these well, Ryan, on a scale, well, what would you rate this XCOM? What'd you rate XCOM?
On a scale of colors, from black being super awesome, cyan being average, lime green being super good, I'd give it a purple of being excellent.
All right, very
Purple,
good.
y'all.
Using the
Purple.
color spectrum to his advantage.
Color spectrum.
All right, Natalie, what would you rate Assassin's Creed 3?
Assassin, well, if it was a 1 out of 10, I'd give
Whatever, I don't
it.
care what system. Ryan used colors. What, out of one to a dozen
Okay.
eggs, how many eggs would you throw
If
at it?
I had to rate it on a barter system of chickens for your goat, I'd give you 5 chickens for your goat.
Whoa.
All right. Well, yeah, I hope our listeners got some chickens. Get those chickens ready for that Assassin's Creed 3. Sweet.
Bring it into Walmart, they'll trade you.
Walmart. Oh man. All right. Mine for this for 2012 is definitely a hard choice between Borderlands 2 and Dishonored, but I am always a sucker for new IPs, so I'm going with Dishonored. Yeah. Oh, see, I got an applause for that one. Thank you, studio audience. We will throw Checks Mix out at the end. But yeah, Dishonored, amazing new IP. Everyone should play it. You guys have it. You guys probably haven't touched it yet.
Not yet. XCOM.
Yeah. See, Natalie's shaking her head.
XCOM is like a 300-hour game.
Well,
bang for your buck, man. Well,
I started playing Dragon's Dogma before I played Dishonored.
You know, that's actually a pretty, supposedly a pretty good game, even though it's
so good.
Yeah, like between people saying that it's like something, you know, like Elder Scrolls, or it's like whatever other stupid games are out there today. And but yeah, it's not in that. It's just a whole different. It's I heard the fighting the monsters is fun on Dragon's Dogma.
Yeah, it's really fun. If you want, I'll let you borrow it sometime.
No, that's lame. I don't play consoles.
I played a demo for it when it first came out.
Guys are haters.
Yeah.
Haters.
It's okay. But yes, Dishonored, because it's a new IP. It's very fun. First person sneaking around. And it's I think for me, it's the level of freedom you get in every single stage. They just give you a target and let you go free, and that's it. You can do it whatever way you like, and there's achievements for going ham. That's for you laymen out there, hard as a mother. And
nice.
What is that? And going sneaky, so no one knows you're there, and the gameplay also is it evolves the way you play it. So if you start killing a lot of people, there's a lot more guards on the next level. And if you don't, then there's less guards, and but there's always a challenge. You know, there's guys that carry a music box around, and it plays a specific track that disables all magic use around it. So that's pretty interesting. You can't go crazy.
I'm not sold on this.
Even though I already bought it.
Right? Yeah.
I'm not sold, but I already bought it.
I already spent my money, but I'm not sold.
Yeah.
But yeah, so definitely Dishonored. It should be on everyone's top 10. I would say maybe number 2 on my top 10 list.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number 2. Wait, what's number 1?
Oh, you don't want to know what number 1 is. You would think I'm a psychopath if I tell you what number 1 is.
Oh, you're going to say Miss Pandaria.
No, what?
Stop the podcast. You're going to say that.
No, I really like Hotline Miami.
Oh, okay,
so
yeah.
The way it draws you into the game, and the way it, I guess, it creates an environment where you should question what you're doing, but you don't because it's just so fun to walk in and murder people.
and
it's all 8-bit or 16-bit.
Well, the game I mentioned is my top 1, so why don't you mention
you're number 1, huh? Well, that's because Dishonored should be on everyone's top 10 list.
Well, okay, all right.
That was
it
the
be.
Subject topic,
all right.
Ryan. Of Jeez. Stark House, whatever. What?
I honestly clicked that and I didn't know what was gonna happen.
You were just finding
it. The tagline says drama, so
All right. Now on to our next
Dishonored, XCOM, and Assassin's Creed is what everybody should be playing.
Yeah, at least once a day.
At least once a day.
Yes. So our next topic.
All on PC.
That's true. I have 2 of those 3 on PC.
Exactly.
So everyone. Our next subject is the best DLC that we've played so far. And I know it's kind of a weird topic, but DLC is such a prevalent thing in our lives now because we apparently love being nickeled and dimed for everything. So
that's true.
What
I love it.
Yeah. Since we started with Natalie, Ryan, what DLC do you love so far?
Well, luckily I haven't gotten to the XCOM one, so I won't mention that one again.
Good.
What is some good DLC? Borderlands is always good DLC. It's always good for your buck. Actually, it's like $5, but dealson.com, you can get it for $5.
Dude, that's so good.
Yeah, so Borderlands, pretty much any of them are good, and I really enjoyed, what was the first Skyrim DLC that came out?
Dawn Guard.
No, there's something else before that.
No, it's Dawn Guard, Hearthfire, and Dragonborn. There's only been 3 DLC. Ryan, are you
maybe
talking about
I'm
a
just,
mod?
yeah, I'm just thinking about mods.
Oh,
Oh,
man.
man. So, okay, Borderlands, and there was something else. Hold on. Give me a minute.
Oh, all right, Natalie, what's your favorite?
I can't remember.
All right, well,
Borderlands,
while you
y'all.
think about it, while you think about
Yeah.
it, Natalie, what is your favorite DLC so far?
One of my favorite DLCs is to Resident Evil 6.
Ooh. Nobody plays that.
I do.
All right.
And it's just like a increased like a difficulty level because some people were saying it was too easy. So it's like a increase in difficulty level, and then they added some stuff to aid the story. There was that whole rumor in the past how you could go into the game and crack the system, and you could see that there was supposed to be a co-op mode for Ada, but it was supposed to be for a DLC in the future. And so Capcom was like, "Oh, that's a big no-no," but still, we're not gonna open it to the public yet until we are ready to put it for the DLC. So that was one of the things that came out with that DLC, along with the harder levels and some other stuff you can do in Mercenaries mode. It's pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah, I like that. And I actually picked it up, and I hadn't played much of it because I bought it so I could play with my brother, and he likes to play with himself. So, Jack, holla at your
Nice.
boy.
Nice.
I just made fun of you on national
National
podcasting.
podcast.
All right. My favorite. Well, Ryan, did you think about what you were going to
You
say?
know what? I think I was just thinking of Skyrim mods. So,
Okay.
Borderlands.
Well, get your Skyrim bikini mods away from our
Yeah, I
DLC
know.
topic.
Those are the good ones.
Dude, it's so good. Oh, man. I love, like, sexy body for,
It's realistic.
what's it called?
So,
It's like I forgot what it's called, but
it's. I think
it's
it's just somebody's name, like Sexy Bodies or something like that.
Oh man. Oh.
Oh my
Yeah.
God.
But so far my favorite DLC of the year is going to have to be the first Borderlands DLC, which is, oh man, I forgot her name.
Copycat.
I don't. You took two. You said Skyrim as well. All
Oh
right, you can eat a penis. Yeah, exactly. I mean,
escalated.
I would say
Whoa.
Dishonored DLC, but I haven't delved enough into it to actually.
Yeah.
But Borderlands DLC, because my main reason is that they make fun of, not don't make fun of, but they include an Easter egg of Aubrey Plaza's character from Parks and Rec
Nice.
on there. Oh man, I only know her as Aubrey Plaza. I don't actually know her character's name. I don't remember. April, yeah. April, and it's just funny. They she's like, her name is Aubrey Callahan the Third, and she asks you to find her pet that she inherited from her grandma, and then she forgets to mention that her pet is actually a giant, like, winged dragon thing. And he's like, "Oh yeah, I hope you don't smell like orphans," because he eats a lot of those. So yeah,
Oh my God.
it's pretty cool. Yeah, that's about it for our
Very
best
nice.
DLC game so far. Next, we're on 38 minutes here. We're going to talk about our current games we're playing. Natalie, what current game are you playing other than Assassin's Creed 3? Because no one wants to hear about that anymore.
So,
She's
while
like, so I
I
got nothing.
I play this iOS game.
I started replaying The Legend of Zelda: Ocarina of Time 3D on my 3DS.
Hey, that's a good one.
That's actually not bad.
Yeah, I wanted to play it again, so I restarted, and this time I'm doing the 3 heart challenge. I mean, I've done it before, but I haven't done it on the 3DS, so I'm
Oh,
just doing the 3 heart challenge on the
you have to
3DS.
YouTube marathon it or it didn't happen.
I remember one time I beat the Ocarina of Time in 24 hours.
Wow.
Wow.
Whoa, that's best
On
waste of your
only
time
Mountain
ever.
Dew and Doritos.
Dorito Gate.
Dorito Gate. Double XP Legend of Zelda.
I was so tired too. It was crazy.
Oh, would you guys buy that? If there was a multiplayer Legend of Zelda game, would you buy
Oh
it?
my.
Hell
Oh, get out of here.
yeah!
Hell yeah.
Ryan. All right, Ryan. Why wouldn't you get it?
Because that's not Zelda, yo. Oh my gosh, it's so
Is
not
that
Zelda.
how you feel about Assassin's Creed? Like, okay, before Assassin's Creed had multiplayer, I thought it was an excellent single player game. Do you
Yes.
feel the same way about Assassin's Creed and its multiplayer?
Yes.
Oh, Ryan does not like tacked on multiplayer.
No, I don't. That's like
So.
BioShock 2. That did not need to have
Oh, yeah,
multiplayer.
I forgot it had multiplayer. Ooh. Ugh.
Exactly. Did you guys
Disgusting.
play Uncharted? There's some games that just, you know what, if you have a cool enough single player, you don't need to tack on multiplayer just to get those multiplayer people.
That's true.
What about Uncharted 2? Any
No.
Uncharted's were fine, but you know what? I'd say that's more of a middle ground because they actually had decent multiplayer. It didn't feel tacked on, I should say.
Okay. All right,
But
Natalie, why would
yeah.
you get the or sell us on the Legend of Zelda multiplayer? Why?
Well, I'm a little biased.
Oh my. All right, never
Just
mind.
because it's just
Natalie
because Zelda's in the name.
Natalie just bathes in
Oh
a wad of money, so she just throws it at whatever. All right, I
Zelda,
never mind.
bring me Zelda.
Yeah, she just showers people that have anything Zelda on it.
Yep.
I mean, if you think about it in a logical sense, Ryan is right. I don't think Zelda would be a very good multiplayer game, but my curiosity would, I'd be super curious how they would actually do it. I mean,
Yeah, that's
Zelda has
true.
always been known as single player, and then all of a sudden you want to make it
Well, I guess
multiplayer?
technically they did it with four swords, but that's co-op.
I think Four Swords is different, though.
No, I'm talking about like
Competitive. First person.
first person
Yeah.
using futuristic warfare and
Everybody just has green Link hats on.
I think Zelda, if they did a multiplayer, I really think that they would have to do it based on Majora's Mask, since Majora's Mask really delves into all the different types of creatures in the world.
I guess.
That's true. Or they could be like a free for all, a bunch of links, and you're just trying to catch Zelda's panties. It's like flying around
Oh
him.
my. Whoever's in first place becomes the Majora's Mask moon and just crushes everybody. That's the 10 kill streak.
Oh my dude. Nuclear.
Yep,
Yeah,
exactly.
awesome.
And then you have the people that wanted the game and they make themselves the gods.
Oh yeah, those yeah,
The
there you go.
giants.
Guys, we're on to something here. Kickstarted
Oh.
up. Oh my
Oh,
gosh.
Pixel Pros Podcast, you heard it here first.
Yep.
All right. Ryan, what is the current game you are fiddling with?
Besides XCOM, I've been getting into my Russian post-apocalyptic war games, as in I'm replaying Metro 23 on Ranger mode, hardcore. So that
Jeez.
is intense. Yeah, that's intense. And I've also been playing, trying to finish Stalker Call of Pripyat also.
Nice. Have
Yeah,
you
because
gone? Are you?
I beat the other stalkers, so I'm working on this one. So,
Yeah, nice. Are you on
I
like
am
this?
a stalker.
Ryan kills stalkers for a living.
Yeah, I'm a stalker pro.
Yeah. What does stalker
He
stand
stalks
for?
his stalkers.
What does stalker stand for? I can't remember.
Never mind. All right,
Yeah.
Ryan, are you on like this stint of hardcore mode after playing Dark Souls?
You know what? I think so. I don't know.
That's
Well,
good.
I've already beaten like Metro 23 regular, so I was like, I got it for free by liking their Facebook page. So I was like, you know what? If I'm gonna play this again, I might as well just go all out and go Ranger hardcore.
That's true.
So yeah,
Good.
it's pretty scary.
Going
So,
ham.
and it looks 10 times because I beat it on. I have it on Xbox, and let me just say,
Oh, so
PC
you first
Master
played it on
Race, it looks
23.
so good
Oh,
on the
yeah.
PC.
Oh,
Oh
yeah.
my gosh, it looks so good. So
It's amazing. It straight up
yeah.
looked it looked like what we have now. And
Pretty
this
much. Pretty
2033 was
much.
made like 2 years ago, I think.
Yeah, it's an old game, but oh my God, it still
It
looks so good.
can stand up against video games that have
Yeah.
recently come out in the
Yeah.
graphical prowess.
Yeah. And I don't know what
Yes.
it is about Stalker, but it really like they do like the open world so awesomely. Like I can just like walk around there and feel like I am on my own, I guess, because I don't know what it is. I just love the environment. And it's
Ryan.
like every like occasional there'll be like a freaking psionic storm that comes through, and like your only objective is to find cover, and you have to like find a little shack somewhere to hide out, and then like this giant storm comes over you. It's just awesome.
Just letting everyone
So
know if in about 2, 3 days the world's gonna end, you better be near Ryan. He's
exactly.
ready for this.
I love Stalker. It's very good. So
yeah.
Finish us up, Andy.
Good job. All right, finishing us out. We are at 44 minutes. I'm going to run it fast. I'm currently playing Hitman Absolution PC Master Race because I bought it on Amazon.
How is it? Is it good?
It is. It's actually pretty good. I haven't played any other Hitman games, but I got it on Amazon for $20.
Nice.
Yeah. I haven't played any other Hitman game, Natalie, so shut
up.
Yeah,
me neither. Me neither, so.
Shut that face.
But that looks good.
Shut that face. Yeah, it's really good. It's fun. And it's just, I don't know. I'm on my stint of sneaky games. I love sneaking around and assassinating. And I tried to play it like, my mistake was trying to play it like Dishonored, where I'm trying not to kill people, but you're rewarded for killing people.
Oh, yeah.
But you're not, I don't know, I don't understand the point system that they're doing, because it's very confusing. There's negative deduction points for killing someone who's not the target. Okay.
Okay, that's needless violence, Andy. That's why.
But
you're like, why can't I kill this hot dog seller? He's in my way. Why am I getting deducted for this?
No, I totally understand the civilian casualties.
He promised me his hot dog.
Yeah.
But they put me in front of like all these guards, and I'm trying to just to get to one part. So I'm thinking, all right, I'll just kill this guy. That's just the only guard in my way. The other guards I'll leave alone. I get deducted for him.
Dude, you're a hitman. You have a target. That's your only target, man.
Ryan.
Look, listen, I've been in the hitman business. I know. I know what really happens.
Real hitman. Don't call it a hitman business. It's just called cleaning. We're just cleaners.
It's called cleaning. Because then you just have to, you know, make up a story for the rest of your killings, you know. See, Andy, you're making it hard on Agent
Thank you, Ryan.
17, what his name is. I don't know.
Ryan, the hitman and stalker specialist.
Yep, see, there you go. Just a survival expert right here.
His increasingly giant knowledge of all things and everything. Thank you. All right. So that was a good way to round out our episode. Any honorable mentions, guys? Anything you want to mention? Deals going on? Something we should look into?
Maybe pre-order Company Heroes and pre-order Metro Last Light. Do it.
Help THQ out.
Help Natalie. THQ out. And those are good games.
Pre-order Castlevania.
All right. Well,
no. Shadow 2.
All right. We're talking about good games.
Yeah.
That is a good game.
I'm just kidding. Oh, man.
You can chill out, dude.
Whoa. She almost didn't lisp for
she
that
almost,
one.
She oh, almost broke yeah. her lisp yeah. just to yell
it. Jeez. Oh, you struck a chord there. Yeah. All right. Well, one honorable mention I liked is if you're an avid Kotaku reader, please check out an article that was written about 2 days ago about PC having someone very timid about getting into it and how it was nothing like how it used to be and how it's something amazing nowadays and is definitely a competitor for next gen and just already crushes current gen.
Yeah, that was a good article.
Steam big picture mode, holla your boy.
Exactly.
Yes, it's pretty much perfected by now, guys. So, and Steambox is coming out. That's the news we didn't cover.
What?
Yeah, Steambox is actually coming out. They're trying to release something that is of pretty much a console-like PC for your living room, so you can game on there and enjoy all of Steam's amazing deals.
Very nice.
All right.
Here I was going to build like a subcomputer for that. Nah, I don't need to.
Yes. All right. Thank you guys for listening. This has been episode 12 of Pixel Pros Podcast.
Email me, pixelpcast@gmail.com.
Yes. Natalie, where can they find all our stupid stuff?
At pixelpcast.com.
Yep. In case you didn't understand what she just said, no one does. It's pixelpcast.com.
Shut up, guys.
Nobody knows. Guys.
Yes. And and please give us a 5-star rating on iTunes. That will definitely help us and bring you more entertainment. And I'm thinking we should do some Christmas-y stuff coming up if we can record next week, hopefully. And yeah, that's it. Yeah. Thank you, audience. Ryan.
Thank you.
Thank you for the soundboard control. Natalie, thank you for
Dude, this
here.
Is a real audience. There's no soundboard.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, thank you.
You did it.
You did
you made it.
It
through.
You made it.
Drugged up and everything.
Yeah, she's on Vicodin. All right.
She's weighing out.
No, I'm on codeine right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, crush that up and then just, like, put it in a syringe. Just make sure you heat the spoon up only to 100. All right, never mind. All right, guys.
She's
thank you.
Got Breaking Bad.
Thank you for listening, and we love you listeners. Have a good
I love
week.
Lamp.
I love Lamp.
Bye, guys.
Bye.